League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Thanks, Neil. We're also on North Manchester FM tonight. What for you were the key ingredients in that reversal?
We got physically out-muscled for the first 25 minutes. We didn't handle their two front men. Our decision-making was poor. They got a goal when they were rightfully on top. But then when you play on a cow field, that is, it's going to make it really hard when you give them an opportunity to get back in to try and play the way we play. I thought the last 15 minutes of the first half we had a goal. I thought the spells in the second half we had a goal. But how many times did we work the keeper? How many times did we get across the front man? How many times did the keeper catch on more corners? How many individual battles did we win? You're probably going to say that their team adapted better to the playing conditions than what my team adapted to.
How big a blow was the injury to Adam Dodd?
It's huge.
Really?
It's huge. You know, I knew Saturday. You know, kind of people said, why did we take him off? He was fatigued. And when you're at that fatigue stage and you're carrying a bit of an injury, it might only take one or two knocks, but he declared himself fit. And, you know, that's going to be a big loss because he's a great player for us. And not only that, he has that leadership about him. And when you're taking a 27, 28-year-old off, no disrespect to replacing him with an 18, 19-year-old, it does affect you. And then you start looking around and you've got 18 at the side of you and Drew, you've got 18 and 19 up the top end. You know, it's tough and you need your experienced players on the pitch, but, you know, it's part and parcel of football, isn't it? Injuries, and we can't, you know, that's what it is.
And was the Burns substitution, was that tactical or
no,
an injury?
No, he's injured. He probably shouldn't come out second half. I don't know if you saw the build-up to the goal. He took an almighty whack. Some referees give it as a free kick, and he just didn't settle down. And, you know, so he's going to be obviously touch and goal for Saturday. That's if we, you know, manage to get his loan extended. But no, you know, disappointing. Disappointing to come here and not get anything.
Any regrets about starting with a back three?
No, no. You know, we tried to get, again, the forwards on the pitch. We had to, you know, we're out hanging people out to dry. The one person out of the back three has been clear to him. You know, the mistakes that he made the first 25 minutes and kind of getting pulled out into the wrong area. Not what we work on. And, you know, he's held his hand up and admitted that. We then, you know, kind of lost our right hand side because the third centre half was too wide. It was little things, but that, you know, it's like I just said in there, it's not ability, it's a mental thing. Like, can you retain information? And, you know, that does come with age. Absolutely, it comes with age. And at times when you're playing against, you know, forwards that have been round the block and they dominate you, you sometimes try and get out of the way. And I think that's what happened.
And you reverted to the back four, because that Dodd's injury, was that why you felt you had to?
Yeah, disappointing we had to do that, because I think we were just getting a foothold in the game. I thought we started to get Linney in and Burns, and we started working, you know, down the left-hand side. And it was coming too, you know, I could see us scoring, but listen, three centre-halves can play against two forwards, and unfortunately for 25 minutes they didn't adapt against the two centre-forwards, and, you know, that's football, isn't it?
Interestingly, one of the Ware supporters, elderly fellow, walked past, said, you're unlucky, you deserve to win that one. I mean, can you see how that perspective...
The manager just said the same thing. So you've got a great side. He said, you move the ball around well. You know, you can see how your calf team's open. And we did. You probably look at the second half. We were attacking. And I know Labakan makes that save to go through one-on-one. But, you know, lots of the play from Griffiths and Morris and even Joe White into Linney. You know, anytime he come on, I thought we were positive. But it's always going to be, you know, like right at the end, Ali Wadaker probably should score. You know, can he have another touch? Does he try and hit it and it's a bobble? I'm not sure. And then Brad Holmes just pulls one wide. So we created opportunities, but we didn't do enough to make the keeper work. But it was always going to be, for me, a single goal coming. It was either a draw or a single goal. You're not going to get a great game of football. And, you know, I don't think it was a great game of football.
Objectively, a 1-0 defeat at Whitby, not a disastrous result, but you beat, generally, you know, there was more in the team than was shown tonight.
So I said to the players then, if I put £1 million on the table, would you go and won that game? I didn't want an answer from them. And I gave them the objective to say you could go 2 points outside the playoffs tonight, which meant more, the £1 million and the 2 points. I know, you know, there's people in there that would have died to go 2 points outside the playoffs, but I don't think collectively enough took that message on board, and we started really poorly. And I think when you start poorly here, after being on a long coach journey, it's hard to try and get yourself back into the game.
And just finally, Neil, Mask on Saturday. Obviously, preparations now disrupted with potential injuries, but you feel confident about that trip?
I think it's going to be an identical game to today. I think big, physical, not a great playing surface. It's going to be really tough for us, and what we've got to do is adapt quickly, because unfortunately you don't want a reputation going to Lancaster, not a great playing surface and losing, coming here, not a great playing surface and losing. You know, they've got to be more about them, and at times, you know, turn things around. Like, that's why we went with a three at the back, and don't pass on responsibility for someone else to do it. You make that decision, and you know, maybe if collectively 11 people make the correct decision Saturday, we can adapt to the playing surfaces and the surroundings and get something. But Mask are a good side. I've watched a couple of videos of them now, and they are back to front. They're big and physical. They've got good quality players, and it's a banana skin. They're a league below us, so you know, we're going to go into the game as favourites. We've got to quickly put this one behind us. But what I've learnt a lot of about two or three people tonight, and you know, I've got to make a decision of whether or not they're ready in terms of their experience to go and take on a really good Mars side, and that's what we're going to be deciding on between now and Saturday.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.